are so grateful for the kind words you've shared in your reviews. A listener in Melbourne, Australia, tells us their son can't go to bed without his dragon breaths and story, and that he takes dragon breaths whenever he feels angry or upset. And a listener in Japan says their daughter wants to hear Awe Island whenever she's having trouble sleeping. We're so happy our show is helping people stay calm all over the world. So now, let's be calm together with a meditation and a new story.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you're ready to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel your hands warming as you slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Feel the energy in the ball growing. Move your hands apart again, then towards each other. Let go of the energy ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. The stream of energy warms your back and you relax. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. The loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy flows up into your neck. Feel your neck warm and soften. Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes and between your eyebrows. The loving energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head. Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you, from your toes up to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sudden Snow With a gentle rumble, the large garage door slowly rolled up. As sunlight spilled into the room, Sydney the little snowplow yawned. Outside, red, orange, and yellow leaves tumbled past, propelled by the wind. With each gust, leaves swirled and danced by. Sydney noticed that the trees still held quite a few leaves. That was unusual. When his garage door opened, the snowplow rarely saw leaves. When Sydney was out plowing, the trees were completely bare. And the only green trees that Sydney ever saw were pine and fir trees. As Sydney watched and wondered, a large cloud floated past the sun, casting a shadow into the garage. More and more clouds floated towards the large cloud. Beams of sunlight lit the ground like spotlights as the clouds coasted closer and closer together. It was then that the snowplow noticed the people. They hurried past, bundled up, and looking at the sky with worried expressions. Sydney wondered what they were so concerned about. There was just a bit of wind and leaves. Nothing to worry about. Just to be sure, the snowplow followed their gaze up to the sky once more. Now, clouds completely covered the sun. They had formed an enormous, fluffy blanket that stretched across the sky. The little snowplow smiled, imagining the sun wrapped up in the cozy blanket of clouds. Then it happened. A big, puffy snowflake drifted down to the ground. Another flake followed, but it was scooped up by a leaf, blown by a gust of wind. Sydney felt confused. How could it be snowing? Snow happened in winter, and it was fall. Sydney knew that because leaves were still on the trees. A gentle rumble started next to him. "Well, are you ready to help everyone out?" a warm, gravelly voice asked. Sydney stared outside as the sky turned white, filling with snowflakes. "How can this happen, Sam? It's still fall." The older snowplow chuckled. "You're right, Sydney. Usually, snow comes in winter. But it can come in the fall, and even in the spring if it's cold enough. And today, it's cold enough." Sydney nodded, understanding. He knew that snow was basically frozen rain, so that made sense. He just had never seen snow fall before winter started. Then his engine hiccuped as he had a worrying thought. "Sam, if I wasn't prepared for snow in the fall, I'm sure the people may not be ready either," Sydney said. Sam nodded. "You're right, Sydney. They will need a little extra help today. The people may have gone out without their winter gear. They may not have their shovels ready. We'll have to keep a watch out for anyone who is in trouble." Both snowplows rumbled to warm their engines for the upcoming task. Snow fell faster, covering the road with sparkling white flakes. Sydney looked at Sam and said, We'd better get going. The snow is already covering the street. Sam smiled and said, yes, it's time. Keep your radio on. If you need help, give me a call. And I'll call you if I need some help. Take care. It looks like the snow is going to get deep, fast. Sydney nodded and replied, I will. You take care too. With that, both snowplows headed out to clear the roads, each in a different direction. Sydney lowered his plow to skim the road's surface. He smiled as snow flew off to the side of the road, forming mounds of fluff. He checked the road behind him. It was nice and clean for now. Sydney sighed. With the speed the snow was coming down, he knew that the road would be covered again by the time he had finished his route. The little snowplow felt grateful for Sam's help. Together, they would keep the streets clean and safe for everyone driving. As Sydney drove down the street, he spotted something off to the side of the road. It was difficult to see since the white snow filled the air. As he drove closer, he realized it was a car. Sydney slowed down and angled his plow to send the wave of snow away from the car. Then he slowly pushed the snow away so that the car could be pulled back onto the road. As he finished clearing a path for the car, Sydney called to Sam. I have a family stuck in the snow. I'm a little behind because I've cleared a path for them. Sam said, good job, Sydney. I'll give Toby the tow truck a call. He can help the family get back on the road. Thanks, Sam, Sydney said as he gently moved a little more snow. The family inside the car smiled and waved, grateful to have help getting out of the snowbank. Sydney honked a friendly greeting, and as he turned to continue his route, the snowplow heard another friendly honk. Toby the tow truck smiled behind him, ready to get the little car back on the road. Sydney moved out of the way, and Toby took over. The little snowplow felt happy, knowing he had done his part to help, and the family would be back on the road soon. Now it was time to finish his route. Sydney drove along with waves of snow flying off to the side of the road once more. As he reached the end of his route, he checked in with Sam. I'm almost done with my route. Where are you? Sam replied, now I'm helping a car out. Then I'll start plowing the streets again. Sydney understood. I'll give Toby a call. And he did. After he called the tow truck, the snowplow was back at the beginning of his route. There was plenty of snow to move, so Sydney got busy. He did notice that the snowfall had slowed. Maybe this would be the last round. The two snowplows finished their routes as the snow completely stopped. Sydney asked Sam, one more? Sam replied, that should do it. With the snow stopped, this would be their last time around. Both snowplows felt ready for a rest. They had been working hard. Once they had finished their last pass, they admired their work. The roads were clear, and the people would be able to go wherever they needed to. Sydney yawned as he slowly rumbled back into the garage. Sam followed him. as Sydney settled down into his spot. He thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little snowplow felt happy to be back in the cozy garage. Sydney felt thankful for Sam's help and company. Most of all, the little snowplow felt grateful to help others by clearing the roads. Sydney squeezed himself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The little snowplow felt the warmth of the heater, melting snow off his tires and plow. Sydney took another deep dragon breath, in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath, in and out. The little snowplow's engine quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep. Happy to help wherever he was needed. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.